So our team's been out gathering more stories like Vince Cirilli's, stories of the amazing things that take place every day. Now it's time for Here, Here, a storytelling project coming to a neighborhood near you.
Here.
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 Okay, together. Okay.
Here, Here from KALW.
Our Here, Here team has been interviewing people in libraries throughout San Francisco and Oakland about their lives and their memories. Now they want to know about the places that make those memories what they are. So they're asking a simple question. What's a place in your neighborhood that matters to you, and why? Here's how one person responded.
Hi, my name is Gannett Sepsibe. I live in South Berkeley, and a significant place for me to be in the Bay Area is my friend's beauty shop called Mame Salon in Oakland.
You can share your own answer right on the Here Here website. We'll let you know how in a minute, but first, let's spend some more time with Sepsibe's story. She's originally from Ethiopia, and the Bay Area's large Ethiopian community helps remind her of home. She took Here Here producer Anne Wong along to take part in a special cultural ritual on the Ethiopian New Year.
So we're now standing on Oakland Avenue in the heart of Oakland, and we are about to enter my friend Mame's beauty shop and hair salon. And we're going there because she serves and prepares traditional coffee for special occasions such as this one.
The Ethiopian coffee is, in and of itself, a whole phenomena. It's you've never tasted coffee until you've actually tasted Ethiopian coffee. It's not just drinking coffee, just drinking a cup of liquid, but it's really an entire ceremony. It's a ritual. There is an ancient proverb that best describes the place of coffee in Ethiopian life, and I'll say it in Amharic. It's called Bunna Dabono. And this means coffee is our bread.
So we're here in Mame's salon, and there's Mame, and then the young lady that's preparing our coffee for us is Saba, and now she is roasting the green coffee, and it's giving off this wonderful aroma as it's cooking. So the raw green coffee is being roasted to a golden brown, and she's shaking the pan to turn the coffee beans over.
The coffee is turned over and over until it's roasted to a very dark gold, amber, brown, very shiny beans. At that point, the woman will take the pan off the hot coals and actually walk it around first to the elders, where the steam and the aroma is coming off the cooked coffee, and everybody goes around and takes a whiff of it and smells it as a type of blessing.
Thank you. Namaskaralam.
At that point, then the coffee is ground. And then the ground coffee beans is put into the pot and it's boiled.
So right now there is a pot on the stove. We're waiting for it to boil.
Coffee takes us back to the time when value was actually given to people sitting down to talk. The first cup, which is called the abol, the cup of coffee, which is the most flavorful, is given, passed around, and people drink. And usually the first sips are accompanied by profuse compliments to the host.
This is very nice coffee. Really, very.
That's good. Very good.
Oh my goodness.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.